The Muppets, those adorable puppets, are coming back to television on ABC this fall. They've made their way into people's hearts also on the big screen. Cartoonist Guy Gilchrist worked with puppet creator Jim Henson and joins us now on the line. Welcome, Guy.
Great to be with you.
Thank you. Nice to have you. Why do kids and adults alike so enjoy The Muppets?
You know, The Muppets are silliness and love, all wrapped up in music and very, very colorful personalities. You know, getting to work with Jim was one of the, you know, the greatest moments of my life, certainly changed my life. But before I worked for Jim, I was about the biggest Muppet fan there was in the world. And so you can imagine what it was like, you know, to eventually get to work with him and work right beside him. But, you know, when you create characters of a nature that are so universal, you look at all of the emotions that those characters all represent. This is stuff that never, ever ages. And, you know, Jim was very, very, always very, very conscious, too, about making sure that the humor would be timeless and also universal, that the characters wouldn't be American, but they would belong to the world.
Well, the characters have evolved over the years. When they started out, they were pretty simple and pure.
Yeah, well, Jim was really an innovator, you know. But you know, he started off in the late 50s in the Washington, D.C. area doing a five-minute show between the end of the news and the Tonight Show called Sam and Friends that was local right in Washington, D.C. And at that time, you know, the puppets were simple hand puppets. But over the years, and my gosh, I got to see this, you know, on a daily basis, Jim would come up with new technology where the characters could, you know, walk on their own. They had electronics in them, all sorts of different things to just keep moving the art form forward.
Can you give me an example of that?
Yeah, I remember one night Jim and I were having dinner at Maxwell's Plum in Central Park in New York City, and he was just back from working on The Great Muppet Caper. And if you remember in The Great Muppet Caper, there was a wonderful, wonderful scene where all of the characters are riding bikes, and you can see the choreography of the bikes in an aerial shot, in all kinds of different shots. And Jim took great delight that night in taking all the butter patties and the teacups and the salt and pepper shakers and moving them all around the table to illustrate how he did that and orchestrated that. And, oh, my gosh, I was laughing, and he was having so much fun explaining how the magic was being done.
He was a wonderful man. Well, what can we expect from the new TV show?
I think you're going to get, I think what we're going to see is we're going to see the Muppet parodying the documentary and the reality show in pretty much exactly the same way that Jim and the Muppets parodied everything. Remember Veterinarian's Hospital, you know, that was, of course, a parody of General Hospital, and Pigs in Space. Who can't?
Yes, Pigs in Space.
The Muppets have always parodied everything. I'm kind of wondering if Miss Piggy's not going to be, like, you know, on The Bachelorette or something.
Oh.
What would that be? The Baconette?
Oh. No,
I don't know. Sorry.
No.
But I'm really not, because I worked for the Muppets, so, you know, puns are us.
Oh. Well, thank you so much, Guy, for chatting with us today.
Oh, it's been wonderful being with you, and I'll see you in the funny papers.